This is the Greater Salt Lake Board of Trustees meeting, July 27th, 2022, at 6 o'clock p.m.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening of the Board of Trustees for the Municipal Service District. If you'll, those in the room will please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we excuse Sean Clayton. He's out of town this evening. Tabitha, did any public comment come in?
There were no public comments.
And I see no members of the public here tonight on Zoom, so did anyone have any issues on the June 22nd minutes?
I did not, and I would move that we approve the board minutes for June 22nd.
I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, the next item of business is that we will change the clerk position from Marla to Stuart. And that is just kind of business.
On paperwork.
Yeah. So, any comments before we do that? Motion, please.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Stuart to the clerk's job. Marla's already got her job.
Yep.
Mr. Chair, can you please ask Council Member Bay to turn on his microphone, please.
Is that better?
It's on. It just well, he just wasn't
thank you,
close
sir.
Enough. He just wasn't close enough.
Oh, thank you.
So it's been moved by Councilman Bay and seconded by Keith.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Thank you. Kelly, are you going to do a report from the audit committee in Sean's absence?
We've actually moved that meeting until the first meeting of right before the first meeting in August.
The second meeting in August.
Okay. All right. So we will table that item for now. And of course, item 7 we'll have to table also, correct?
Yep.
That is correct.
Okay. So, Shane, get yourself up to a microphone somewhere and tell us about this UDOT contract extension.
Yeah, hello. So this is
green light.
The green light's on.
Get it really close.
Can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Okay. There is a current project going on, UDOT funding, and there is a contract with JUB to do the design services. Those design services are generally complete, but they provide some design support through construction. Currently, it is being constructed, but their contract originally expired, I think it was August, and so UDOT has just wants to extend that contract through the end of November. No cost, no nothing like that, just an extension of the contract.
And which project was this?
This is 8425 South Sidewalk project.
I'll make a motion to approve the UDOT JUB contract extension.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Any opposed?
Oh.
That was all. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I assume we're going to move Frank to the next meeting?
Yes, sir. He's on vacation.
Yeah, we had him on the agenda already, and anyway, so yeah, he's got some information he wants to pass along to us. So we'll table that until the first meeting in August, correct? Okay. Cool. All right. Item 10, Brian, approval of a resolution to update users on the MSD state and PTIF account.
Good evening, Board. Thank you, Chair. This item will add Stuart Okobia to our access to our PTIF account. It's a form document provided by the state. And with the resolution before you tonight, it would allow for Marla, myself, and Stuart to access statements and other information and action on the PTIF site. Previously, it had just been Marla and I, but with our new director of finance, it's time to add him as well. You could you call this resolution 2022-0701, following our normal naming pattern, and recommend your approval of the resolution tonight. Let me know if you have any questions.
I'll make a motion to approve a resolution 2202-01. Is that correct?
2022-0701.
Okay, 2022-0701, to update users on the MSD state PTIF account.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, item 11. Similar, Brian on the Zions Bank.
Yes, this is similar to item 10, but this is referring to our account with Zions Bank. Currently, the only signatures for checks is Chair Smolka and myself. Because Marla, normally the general manager is also signatory, but because prior to Stuart's arrival, Marla was serving also in a dual capacity as director of finance, and in order to maintain internal controls, she was not added at that point to the signature card. Now that Stuart is here, we will be adding Marla, that's if you approve this resolution, to the signature card. That would mean myself, Chair Smolka, and Marla as the general manager would be the three signatories for our checks. To maintain internal controls, we would not add the director of finance, similar to practice since as far as I can remember. So I recommend approval of resolution 2022-0702. This is on Zion's preferred form. And we would, after the meeting tonight, if this resolution is approved, have the three members sign the form if they haven't already, and then we would forward it on to Zions after the meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve 2022-0702 to update the Zions Bank signature card for the MSD checking accounts.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sure Chair Smolka will appreciate it. I've had to lean on him more than normal when Marla was out of town or if I was out of town. It's been very helpful. So thank you for approving that tonight.
Okay.
And thank you, Chair Smolka, for all your support during vacation time frames. It's been very helpful to us.
Not a problem. Item number 12, Marla, addition of an additional plans examiner and building inspector.
I'm going to start off by thanking the board for approving previous positions. I want to review those for you. Already this year, you've approved an addition of a planner one, a code enforcement officer, a licensing technician, receptionist, and then a part-time long-range planner. So we've had four additions already this year, and Trent's asked to approve this additional plans examiner and building inspector. They're finding that the volume is increasing quite a bit, and there are times he gets pulled away to work on some of these items.
Hallelujah. I'll make a motion that we approve this position.
I'll second it.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, it's approved. General Manager report.
This is going to be a record meeting.
Cool.
It'll beat Kelly's record.
Yeah, really?
Ha ha.
As Brian reported in an email to everyone, the second tranche of ARPA funds have arrived. Everything but brightness has been received.
Ours is in the bank account. We'll move that over.
Okay. So again, that's a substantial amount of money. I know you're trying to figure out ways to spend it. Trent, Brian, and I have met with county representatives and the UFA Director Clint Newcomb of Emergency Services to discuss processes of communication in case of natural disasters. Trent brought up some concerns that he had when we had the Magna earthquake and his support network disappeared. So we are going to be working closely with them to identify an emergency manager and also a coordinator. The other thing that I just want to remind everyone, the UFA recognizes that they do need to include processes within their emergency management to ensure that communication takes place. That completely fell apart in the Magna earthquake. And then also, just a reminder to each one of our communities that you too need to identify an emergency manager in case of natural disasters or other emergencies. And that's been required by law. Brian has sent out emails to remind everybody. So I'm just reminding you.
And some have already identified those individuals.
Do you think we ought to have an email out to let us know who hasn't done that?
That's a good idea. Brian, Joe has asked that we send out an email that, you know, and I think it would actually be very good, based on your suggestion, that we know who that person is. I think we need to know who those people are. Okay. Tomorrow morning we have an all-staff meeting with light breakfast. Anybody's welcome to attend from the board. We're going to review the takeaways that we received during our Arbinger training. We'll do sort of a state of the MSD, where we stand for the year, and also some other items of business. Interestingly enough, we have 10 new employees since our training, our Arbinger training in May. And we only have, we have about five, with all these new positions, we have about five positions that are now open. We're also gonna talk about some HR issues and then also do some getting to know each other activities, which I'm kind of looking forward to. Just a reminder that we have a budgeting meeting on Friday morning. Before that, we will be having pictures. And so Meridine sent out an email to everyone telling you what you need to be dressed in, the proper attire. Just another reminder to get Stuart your budget so we can get all that wrapped up. And then another reminder is that the SAM.gov renewal is coming due for many of you. So if you need Brian's help to get that renewed, please let him know. Both Stuart and I separately will be traveling. I start travel on August the 4th, and I'm flying back on a red eye the night of the 10th. And then I think, Stuart, you return on the 10th that evening?
Yes, that evening.
Yeah, so we'll be back Thursday the 11th. Brian will be the representative at our next board meeting. So you're stuck with him. Oh, sorry. And that is my report, short and sweet as it is.
Okay, is there any other Metro Township unincorporated business that needs to come before the board?
Actually, could you repeat what time that meeting with the staff is in the morning?
So the pictures will be at 8 o'clock, and the meeting will start at 9. The majority, just so you know, the majority of the participants will be online. And I do anticipate that meeting only lasting a couple of hours.
I think she was talking about this.
This is the one tomorrow or the one on Friday?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The breakfast deal.
The breakfast deal starts tomorrow at 9.
Okay, thank you.
And that's not, most people will be on site for that, correct, Marla? That's not, the virtual one was for the
right.
That's the budget meeting you're referencing when you said virtual.
That is correct. The budget meeting will be virtual. And I anticipate that to last only a couple hours. So hopefully we're done by 11.
Okay. Any future agenda items that need to be on the list? No reason for a closed session tonight. And a motion for adjournment.
Make more way adjourn.
Paulina has something.
Oh.
Well, it's about starting on the meeting tonight. I tried about 5-6 times to get on, and it kept saying the host has to let you in, and I couldn't get in. That's why I was late joining the meeting. So I finally, about the 6th time, was able to access the meeting.
She was trying to get in the second. So I had just under the new link.
Okay, they understand what the problem was here, so I think they've got it correct now, Paulina.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Motion.
Thanks, everyone.
To adjourn.
So move.
Bye.
Moved and seconded by several. We are dismissed. Thank you for a very
That's a new record,
meeting.
Kelly.
Yes, it is.
Have a good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
See you guys Friday.
Bye.
Good night.
Boy, I've shown how to miss the meeting.
Yeah, something to do tomorrow. And you get some exercise. Get out and walk around. Keith will have to run around the block.
So what do I need to sign? What do y'all need to sign?
So Joe,
you
were going
to sign that one,
so
it's the same
one.
And
Joe
needs to sign.
Took me longer to drive there
than
the meeting.
Yeah, I got everything from last one.
All right, she needs two signatures from you.
Yes. Any questions?
So,
sorry we had to bring you guys down here for this.
I was in the air.
So this is the one to the same thing.
Well, if we keep this up, we can move to one meeting a month, right?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Sounds good.
So the meeting in the last meeting in August will go over our budget, meaning the MSD's budget, the general fund. And we could conceivably not even have to have a Friday meeting.
I think that's
for to go over the budget. I think things are moving pretty easily.
The bottom of this one is where Stuart signs, correct?
Raise taxes. Do I want access?
No, that needs to be Joe.
Joe signs there as well?
Yep.
Dan.
You sent me here.
Roy sent me in. Text, email,
an HOA. That
was very quick. Sir, have you been, or has Nate Rockwood, you guys have communicated, because I talked to Nate at our last
meeting. And then you're going to see
we're having discussion, because we're FY and CY, but the spreadsheet that we started with, I don't know.
I'll sit with him and show it to him.
Okay.
So he understands the difference of the fiscal year and that you'll probably be in a position where you're going to do it. I'll go over it with you. I'll show it to you.
Because I talked to Nate and he said, well, I hadn't seen anything, and he said he was going to email you and say, hey, where's our worksheet?
It's not due for another 5 months.
Oh, no. But you said we needed it by Friday to get started. Remember?
Oh, your budget worksheet. I thought you were talking about
no.
filing things.
No.
Oh, yeah. We need it by...
Yeah, I haven't gotten it yet.
Theirs is a little different because we split it in half. But no.
Okay.
But he was saying that they're not seeing a big change in their budget requirements. Okay. You will have to add for an audit. You do need a line item for that.
Should we charge the MSD for that?
We should pay right now, so.
No, you get paid all late. You need to pay for that one yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's an easy one. So these guys.